All right, so I said I was going to record some stuff. This is Aaron on aaronsnotes.com. So I was going to figure out how to audio and or video. You know, I'm losing weight. I'm going to try to lose weight again. It's like, I don't know, try a million. Done it before a couple times. One time I used that, one of the men's health programs. Worked out pretty well. Another time I basically just fucking starved myself. That worked out alright for a while. Let's see here. Weight wise, I spent probably most of my healthy adult life around 200 pounds. I'm 5'8, no, 5'7, round up to 5'8. So 200 pounds may sound pretty unhealthy, but this was also, I was in the military. Strong, I guess. Literally say muscular. I saw my abs once, and when I saw it, no, twice. Once I was 190, and I had abs, and that was kind of cool. And once I was 170, and I had abs, but they weren't like strong guy abs. I had come back from, let's call it a fun time in the Middle East, and was, apparently I looked sickly. To the point where a doctor said, hey, you need to gain some weight. And I said, hey, at 5'7", shouldn't I be like 150, 160? And he said, shut up and gain some weight. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. He was like, he didn't really like go into huge explanations, but he was like, no, like, BMI doesn't make any sense. It's fucking, it's bad, at least the way that it's measured, typically. It's like haphazard bullshit. It's like, oh, if you're this tall and you're, you know, this many years old, then obviously this is what you should weigh, even though people are structured different. Whatever, we'll forget about that. So that'll be a bitch for another time, I suppose, if at all. Let's see here. After I left the service, actually on my way out of the service, I was still eating like I was still doing shit. And there was at least a month where I basically didn't do much. You know, I still was exercising with the guys during the morning PT sessions, but those had basically devolved into these, like, lame admin, oh, we're gonna do, like, 10 push-ups, and we'll run for, like, almost a mile, and we're gonna have fun while we do it. Because, you know, that's a great way to stay in shape. And then, but, you know, like, there was a point when I could just eat a shitload and just keep dropping weight. And just couldn't keep weight on me sometimes. And you just keep eating like that. You keep eating like you're moving all the time. Even though you're just, the most work you're doing is running between buildings to get sign-offs to say, yeah, I can leave base. And all of that garbage. And so I started gaining weight then, and just kind of a steady clip. And then when I left the military, it was just kind of ebbs and flows, time periods of just being all right or being just a total piece of shit. Like, I'm gonna eat really terribly, and I'm gonna drink a shitload of booze, or I'm gonna eat really terribly but not drink at all, or I'm gonna not eat at all but drink the shitload, and whatever I could do basically to not be good to my body. Ugh, that sounded awful, but yeah, just destroying whatever health I had. It was a lot of fun. It's not so much fun anymore, and I basically made a promise to myself, but it wasn't quite as, I don't know, affectionate. I basically told myself I can't be fat in my 30s, and I am a little over half a year from turning 30, and it's not okay. I have to lose the weight. I could be a little schlubby in my 30s. I'd rather not. I don't expect to get a six-pack. I'm pretty sure that my healthiest weight that I've ever been, even considering that I was 170 as an adult, was probably 200. I think that when I get down to that range, I need to really reevaluate, because I'm definitely not as strong as I used to be, so I'm sure there's been a lot of muscle loss. So maybe now that I'm older, maybe like a 160, maybe like a 150, 160 is the right way to be. But right now, I'm like 260. I weigh 260 pounds, and I round up to 5'8". That's not healthy. It's not okay. I got up to 300 at one point, and then I just busted my fucking ass. And I can't even... I wish I had fucking blogged about it every day to know what the hell I did, because it was only a couple of months, and I don't know if people noticed or not, but I sure as hell did, and I was gross. I was disgusting. I couldn't believe it. And I did what I had to, and got down to, you know, 270, and then really slowly got down to 250-ish, and then after, you know, just some shit went down, nothing big, nothing major, just, you know, whatever, life sucks, so you get busy, and then you can't make time for the shit that you know you gotta do to be healthy, but you can, you just don't want to take the time to do any of the pre-work that goes in, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's another bitch and gripe for another time. Point is that I've now drifted back up to like about 260. I'm looking to drop it, and I signed up for a professional weight loss program thing. I'm not gonna say who it is because I don't know if they're good or if they suck, and I don't want to start praising or slamming them at this point in the game, because they might just be regular, and you know, I ain't gonna hate on them for that, except that they took my money. So I guess I would hate on them for that. But at the same time, they've been around for over 30 years. It's pretty hard to do that if you're a flim-flam sham. And it seems pretty legit. Everything about it seems pretty legit so far. You know, there are maybe other programs that I wish I had decided to do, one of which is considerably more expensive, but also looks really awesome. But at the same time, I think all I really need is another kickstart. Just like another 20 pounds as fast as I can possibly fucking do, so that I don't weigh so goddamn much, so that it's not horrible to run anymore. I used to love running. Now it's abysmal. Like, walking around makes me sweat. Sometimes just hanging out makes me sweat. I'm kind of sweaty right now. When it's 80 degrees in my place, so, you know, just turned on the air. Yeah, I'm starting to ramble. These things are only supposed to be, like, about 5 minutes. I'm already getting close to 10, but that's basically the whole thing. Follow my Twitter. It's one hobo wine. Check out my blog, which doesn't have much to do with weight loss, and more has to do with me being like a total scummy piece of shit, and that's aaronsnotes.com. Sometimes it's not put scummy piece of shit stuff. Sometimes it's like a stupid stick figure drawing, or like a, hey, here's this thing that I learned. I don't know what it is. Let's go check it out. And of course, I also do a really scummy podcast with some guys called Three Guys Walk Into a Bar. Threeguys.info, you should check that out. I might not continually plug these because this is really weird compared to the other things I do. Yeah. So I will keep track of the, you know, gut loss. There's a lot of you knows going on here. This is weird, talking into a microphone alone in my empty-ass place. Yeah, okay. Now I gotta figure out how to wrap this thing up. I feel like I should have already. This is really weird. Okay. Like, fucking, I'm gonna lose some weight. This is day one. Blow me.